is right.
And we're talking about the K1 Cooking Extravaganza.
That's right. We have a couple really fun events coming up, and we have the farm show at the end of March, mm-hmm. and then we'll have the cooking show in April. April 20th is our date, uh-huh. and it will be back at the community center here in Bartlesville. And we are asking right now for you to submit your recipes.
I'm going to resubmit my old man's chili.
Well, if
it'll make an old man out of you if you can finish the bowl.
If you submitted a recipe from last year,
yeah.
we did not get to make the cookbook last year because of the situation that we didn't get to have the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have all of those recipes.
Oh, good.
And they will all be in this year's cookbook.
Super.
But if you want to submit more, or if you want to, you know, you didn't take the time to do it last year, you're welcome to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can email me, tina@bartlesvilleradio.com. Mm-hmm. You can drop them by the station. You can go to our website, bartlesvilleradio.com, and on the right side, there'll be a little click-through that you can click on the little ad on the side there, and it'll take you to the place that you can submit your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be featured in our cookbook.
Now, this cooking extravaganza, I've never witnessed it. I've heard a lot about it. I heard a lot about it. That one, it's very fun. And
it is
two,
fun.
It's very tasty.
It is fun, and the smells are amazing.
Yeah.
We have what we start out with is opening the doors at 5:30, and you get to go in and browse some booths. So vendors from the area will come in, and you guys can walk around and look at services and goods that they offer. And that's a lot of fun before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move into the auditorium, mm-hmm. and then I know Mark Spencer has done it several times from the Painted Horse, and he comes in and he'll teach you how to make something from his recipe book, and you can take the recipe home because that recipe is going to be in the cookbook.
Sure.
You can watch him learn how, and you see how he makes it.
Got it.
And then so when you take it home, you remember, oh, yeah, this is what Mark did. Or, you know, oh, yeah, this is, you know, what Sharon did or Susan did or whatever, you know. So you remember these things. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And if you like to cook, and you just, you know, want to try new things, that's great. If you're new to cooking, there's a lot of easy recipes in these cookbooks, mm-hmm. that, you know, they're 1, 2, 3 steps. You're good. You're golden.
Good.
So it can go from the beginner, the intermediate, and the advanced. Like, everybody has something in there. So
the great thing is it's on.
Yes.
The second thing is it's back, and it's back big.
Yes. Yes. You will get your goodie bag.
Yes.
When you walk in the door, you get a bag full of goodies. That's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you what this year's prize is, but it's pretty cool.
Oh,
so,
that's good.
Well, it's
we'll just
cool.
keep them in suspense for a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, get your recipes in now. Our deadline for the recipes will be February 15th.
Oh, so time is of the essence.
So time, yes,
published.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, we need to move it along, mm-hmm. so we can get those cookbooks sent off and back from the printer in time to get them you know, so yeah, get them in. And it doesn't matter what it is; it can be a soup, a salad, an appetizer, a dessert, a dip. It doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Just you know, just send them in.
Oh, great. Now, what is the date for the show again?
April 20th.
April 20th. And does it cost anything to come in?
You do have to purchase a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets will be on sale in March.
Okay.
So we will be discussing that a little bit closer to time.
But right now, we're really concerned about getting this cookbook assembled.
Yes.
And with everybody's input, with their favorite recipe that they'd like to share.
Yes. And it's always fun to come to the show and look through the cookbook and, oh, there I am. There's my name. Look, I did this. You know, show your friends. Bring, yeah.
Sign
so,
autograph.
Like, oh, this is me. So, yeah, it's really fun. And, you know, we have a good time putting it on. We have a good time watching the show. There's door prizes,
mm-hmm.
tons of door prizes. So that's a lot of fun because everybody likes to win something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody likes to win. So we have a lot of door prizes. We have, like, grocery bags and just different kind of items. We have flour. We have cornmeal. We have gravy mixes. Yeah, it's trips, show tickets, and yeah.
Oh, everything.
Just good time. A little bit of a good time.
So, okay, where do we submit? Where do we submit our recipes?
You can email me, Tina, at bartlesvilleradio.com. You can go to the website, mm-hmm. bartlesvilleradio.com. On the right side, there's a little click-through that you click on it, and it will take you to a form that you can submit your recipe. And you can drop it by the station. I do have some forms here that you can come by and pick up if you want a form. Mm-hmm. If you want to copy it, come by. I'll copy it for you. No problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just so many ways that you can send it in. If you want to take a picture of it and email it to me, you can do that too. Mm. So, you know, there's just so many ways. Just make sure I have your name and your phone number in case, because you know what, Tom? One of those recipes that is submitted, we give away a Branson trip. So you have several show tickets to different shows in Branson, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are opening back up. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time. So we pick one recipe, and you're the winner. So I need to make sure that I have some contact information from you so I can call you and say, hey, you won. So, and then a lot of times we do feature you at the show as well if you want to come on stage and talk about it just for a couple of minutes. Then,
Good. Yeah.
But right. You don't have to, so no pressure.
No pressure. Okay, there's another item that we've been talking about all morning today, too. And I'm hoping not to confuse everybody because we have two separate things. Mm-hmm. But we do have to get the recipes in quickly, so we took that one first. Now, our next event is coming up at the toward the end of March.
Yes, March 26th and 27th. This mm-hmm. is Friday and a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we join the Coffeyville Sister Stations, and we put on the Interstate Farm and Home Show.
Right there at the state line, pretty much.
Yes. It is at the Coffeyville Community College. Mm-hmm. It's the main street, 11th Street, that runs through Coffeyville.
At the
Nellis Hall, yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's a big place. So there's plenty of room for social distancing. There's all kinds of fun things to be had, to see, to services and goods and toys and
I want to remind everybody that it's just not limited to the two big gymnasiums, which are huge, but also that front parking lot, it is filled with all kinds of equipment. Because whether it goes in your barn, or if it goes in your home, or if it goes out there in the fields, or if it's a part of your ranch, or if it's a part of just your everyday life, it's going to be displayed there.
Yes.
I really like that show. Last year, that was laid out so well, and the traffic flowed so nicely. So hats off to you and the whole crew from all of our stations for plotting that out and planning it out, because it really was spectacular.
Miss Tammy is an expert at doing the map. She knows mm-hmm. exactly where to put everybody and what is going to be best for everybody, and we work together on that, and she tells me what to do. But no, she does a really good job and accommodating everybody. So if you're a vendor and you want to be in the show,
you're going to be treated like gold, for one.
Yes.
You will.
Get your contracts in. Contact your salesperson. If you don't have a salesperson, call here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. That's 918-336-1001. We will hook you up with somebody that will help you out, whether you're in Kansas, because we have a lot of Kansas listeners. Mm-hmm. So hello to you. And if
Caney
you,
Independence, Coffeyville.
That's right. That's right. And we have people that come from New York, Colorado, Missouri, Arkansas. So it's not limited to just Oklahoma and Kansas.
It's a full United States deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty spread out deal. And we have a lot of offerings, like you said, if it goes in your home, we have a lot of home vendors that come in. And last year we had knives and Tupperware and Pampered Chef and things like that. So
we also had the fellows and the ladies from Swimming Hole. So if you got a swimming pool, looking at a swimming pool, or if you just want to grill out, they got everything there.
That's right.
We had a fellow that did wines and elderberry juice and everything else.
Both of those will be back again this mm-hmm. year. So we are happy to have them back. We have lawnmowers. We have cars. We have tractors. We have, whatever your need is, it's probably going to be there.
You can probably get a bite to eat and something to drink too there.
Yeah, probably. Usually, we do have a food vendor or two, uh-huh. and we also have the concession stand that's put on by the Coffeyville Red Ravens soccer team. Mm-hmm. So if you want to help them out, it's always good to support the kids and what they do, and we appreciate them so much.
And they're right in the front door, right as soon as you walk in.
Yes.
You can't
Yes. So, and they do a great job, and they're really, really good kids. Yeah. So we want to support them as much as possible as well. So, yeah, we just go. We have a great time. You register for door prizes. Again, we give away a lot of door prizes. We give ours from the station, as well as all kinds of vendors in the facility. And at the end of each day, we give away $500. So Friday night, if you come Friday and you sign up, we gather all those and we draw one lucky winner to win the $500. And then Saturday we'll do the same thing. So,
and on top of that, the vendors usually have, not all, but most have their own individual giveaways.
Yes,
too.
They do. Yes, they do.
And sometimes they have handouts and things like that, too, as well.
Yes.
And you're going to make a lot of friends. I guarantee you. It's one of these things where you're going to see your friends and likely your family there, because it is quite a popular event. It's only 5 years old, but if I recall right, last year, about everybody that was there had been there for going on multiple years, and we had new people all the time.
Yes, we are always adding new people, but we do have a lot of the ones that want to come back, and because it's a great show.
It's a great show. It's a must attend thing, and it's a thing that I think that if you missed it, you feel like you missed something kind of big.
Yes, so. And you know, if you are a vendor, it's a good chance to be in front of 2,000-4,000 people. You know, it just kind of depends. Sometimes on the weather, but we're going to pray for really good weather. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to be, I've been here for about 4 years, and our typical, whatever is at over 3,000 people. So if you're a business and you can benefit from that, which who can't? So, give us a call. Like I said, if you don't have a salesperson, give us a call here at the radio station, 918-336-1001, and we will help you out. We will find somebody that is best for you, and they will help you grow your business.
And also, we want to remind everybody about the recipes, because with the cooking show that's coming up, we have a press date of mid-February. So, once again, where can we submit those recipes for the cooking extravaganza?
You can send them to me, Tina, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can drop them by here at the radio station, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips. We're upstairs. And I do have forms here available if you'd like those. And you can submit them on BartlesvilleRadio.com.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tina. Always a pleasure. Take care and have yourself a wonderful one. We got more coming up.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
K1 loves birthdays. Each morning, we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal from Dink's Pit.